Welcome. This meditation is designed to shift your relationship to thoughts, especially as it relates to trying to go to bed. Sometimes the biggest barrier and hindrance to settling in and letting go is a mind that is constantly racing. However, a bigger barrier to letting go and sleeping is a mind that is fighting a mind that's racing. And anyone that's ever struggled with insomnia knows this from the inside out. The mind starts to think, and then we get frustrated that the mind is thinking. And so we fight it, we push it, we resist it, and this just creates more agitation and more tension. So one of the remedies here is just not fighting thoughts so much, which will be the core practice of this meditation. So if you haven't already done so, find a comfortable posture, either sitting down or lying in your bed. Take a few moments just to breathe deeply in through the nose and then out through the mouth. The breath itself can be very settling for the nervous system, so you can take a few breaths just on your own. And now, simply become aware of the fact that you're thinking, if you are thinking in this moment. Noticing that there are thoughts moving through the atmosphere of your mind. And the idea of viewing your mind as an atmosphere will be helpful here, because we're going to take the perspective that your thoughts are just like clouds passing through the sky. And you are maybe lying in your backyard or in a park or on the beach, just watching these thoughts and these clouds coming through the sky, just coming and going. Not trying to get rid of the clouds. You don't get caught up in, oh, I like that cloud, or I don't like that cloud, or that one's too big, or that one's too small, or why is that cloud there? No, it's just simply just another cloud coming and going. And we're going to take that same perspective with our thoughts. Whatever the thoughts are, happy thoughts, negative thoughts, judgmental thoughts, we might perceive them as us thinking, but there's a good chance you didn't ask for that thought to be there. You didn't ask for yourself to be thinking this. This is just what the brain does. Little electrical impulses off the brain, these little thoughts that arise like bubbles coming off a pot of boiling water. They're just there. We didn't ask them to be there. So we don't have to take them so seriously. We don't have to beat ourselves up for having them so much. We just get to notice, all right, the mind is thinking. Just another thought. Just another thought. And I'll give you some time just to watch these thoughts moving through your mind. Now, sometimes when these thoughts are there, the conditioning around them is so strong to be mad about them, to resist them, and to fight them. So by offering a welcoming to them, we can actually start to shift our relationship to the experience of thinking. So if it's helpful, one thing you can do is as these thoughts arise, you just say, "Hello, thought. Thank you, thought." And when it passes, say, "Goodbye, thought." And then another one arises. "Hello, thought. Thank you, thought. And goodbye, thought." So there's this gentle embracing them while they're here, noticing them, and then allowing them to go once they pass. And the tone of this, and the quality of the language by saying, "Oh, hello, I see you." This helps us put our fists down a bit. And instead of the resisting, there's more of an embrace. And in that, there's greater ease and settling. So I'll give you more time to play with that. Hello, thought. Thank you, thought. Goodbye, thought. And so sometimes the mind just likes to think. It's not trying to ruin your life. It's not trying to keep you awake. It just wants to think. So if we can meet it with a greater sense of ease, gentleness, and openness, it eventually will start to settle on its own. But sometimes it doesn't. And if that's the case, we can just continue to watch the mind thinking. Because we do know that any sort of fighting or resisting it will just create more resistance. So we do have to appreciate that the mind can think. It will always be better to have a mind that is capable of thinking versus a mind that is not capable of thinking. So bringing a little bit of gratitude, especially when you're frustrated, can be very helpful. The mind can feel appreciated rather than oppressed. And as we transition toward the end of this meditation, you're welcome to play it again. Or you can continue to sit or lie here, just watching your mind, watching the thoughts. And as they come, hello, thought. Thank you, thought. Goodbye, thought.